Mountain View County. The county contributed more than $700,000 to support arenas in area urban centers in 2022, according to reports presented to council at the May 24 meeting. The 2022 Intermunicipal Shared Facility Reports are presented by area towns to the county outlining the facilities and/or programs supported by county contributions. The county has sub-agreements in places with its urban partners to provide recreation and culture facilities and programs for rural residents. The Town of Olds report stated that the county contributed $254,618 to support the Aquatic Center and $254,618 to support the Sportsplex in 2022. The county contributed $48,182 to the Library Board. We appreciate our partnership with Mountain View County that enables us to be able to provide superior recreational facilities to all our residents, said Sheena Linderman, Director of Finance with the Town of Olds. The Town of Didsbury report stated that the county contributed $208,206 towards the Didsbury Memorial Complex Arena, $208,206 towards the Didsbury Aquatic Center, $40,225 to the Didsbury Municipal Library, and $8,740 to Didsbury Parks and Pathways. The Town of Carstairs report stated that the county contributed $30,668 to the Municipal Library, and $208,893 to Recreation and Culture, including the Arena, Memorial Park, Cemetery, Tiny LaFleur Park, and the Community Hall. The Town of Sundry report said the county contributed $384,000 to town facilities, including $137,000 to the arena and $75,000 to community services such as the community van, museum and rodeo. The county also contributed $216,196 to the Sundry and District Aquaplex. Council received the town reports as information. County supports kids flying opportunity. In other news from the May 24 council meeting, council approved the allocation of $1,500 towards fuel expenses associated with the Copa Discovery Aviation event being held at the Olds Didsbury Airport. The event takes place June 10 and will provide youngsters with a chance to fly in an aircraft. It is expected that between 60 and 100 kids will participate in this year's event, council heard. "It's a really cool opportunity for the kids," said Coun. Jennifer Lutz.